expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to us on Our Urban Story. My co-host, Miss Diamond, is here. Miss Diamond.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Today is a beautiful Saturday in the northeastern part of the United States, April 14th, 2018. A lot has gone on, as it goes on every week, but we do have some great news to share with you. Barbara from Harlem's book has, well, not officially released, been released, but we do have some copies of it, and it is called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation. So we have a few copies. We're going to get some more because we know that several of you have pre-ordered the book, and we owe you the book, and we're going to get it out to you. But we're so excited. Barbara, you're a first-time author. Before we get into more serious news for this week, tell us, can you give us the genesis of this book and to the point where we are now, where you actually physically have a hard copy of the book in your hands?
Well, I mean, I find this is a memoir. Everything in here is true. Nothing's made up. It's no fiction or anything of that nature. But it just gives you a glimpse into my life and as a liberal by default.
What does that mean, dear?
That means that for many years, you know, once I became 21 at that time, Ted Kennedy hadn't changed the voting age or, you know, was instrumental. Okay. So we had to be 21 to be able to vote in the United States. And I registered to vote when I turned 21, and I asked no questions because I had no answers, and no one would give me any answers. I just pulled the lever to vote for Democrats, as was expected of most of my fellow black Americans. And most of my fellow black Americans do not fully understand that responsibility of voting. Mm-hmm. They don't fully understand what it means to be a liberal, because those things generally are not discussed, from what I can remember, in our community. Neither are those things discussed in our church. It wasn't until I got eight-track tapes from the ministry of Legionnaire Ministries with Dr. R.C. Sproul, who was recently passed in December. Mm-hmm. And it was called The Secular Worldview versus the Christian Worldview. Mm. That's when my eyes, my heart, and my mind began to open up and understand what being a liberal really signified. So this book opens this whole world up to a lot of people's secular humanism, and how I feel that it's detrimental to the great country of the United States, how it's impacted us in many of our churches and many of our public square situations. And we must be aware of it. And as far as I'm concerned, we must do all within our power to return to the Judeo-Christian values of the founding of this country.
Beautiful. And congratulations on the publication or the publishing of the book. I think that's great. The book looks good. I think that's that you've done a wonderful job, and I know there were several people who helped you, but you wrote the heart of the book. It is your story. It touches on it's interesting. This memoir is very interesting to me because, yes, it is a memoir talking about the way you grew up in New York City and in Florida, but also how that impacted your political views at that age and how you saw it impact the black community and school, church, particularly the church, and other arenas. And I really think once people get this book into their hands that it's going to be a bestseller. I really do. And one of the easiest sites to order from is Amazon.com. But you can also order from Walmart.com. booksamillion.com.
Simon and Schuster.
SimonandSchuster.com. And please reach out to Barbara. Barbara, if people want to contact you, not only about the book, but to say, hey, I ordered the book, or tell me more, or we'd like for you to speak at our event, how can they contact you? What's the best email address? And please say it twice.
The best email address for me is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, from F-R-O-M, Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M-U-S-A, at yahoo.com. They can also contact me at U-S-A, Barbara from Harlem, at gmail.com. But let me repeat both of those again for you. Barbara from Harlem, U-S-A, at yahoo.com, or U-S-A, Barbara from Harlem, at gmail.com.
And Barbara, in both email addresses, is spelled as? Please spell Barbara for both.
B-A-R-B-A-R-A, from F-R-O-M, Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M.
As in Michael. Okay.
And then U-S-A, for the United States of America.
Very good. So congratulations, Barbara. I believe your book, once it really gets out there, it's going to be a bestseller. It looks great. So that's an awesome accomplishment. Very good. Now to more serious news, excuse me. The strikes on Syria. Last night, the President of the United States ordered strikes on and within Syria due to the chemical attack on innocent civilians within Syria. As most of you know by now, Syria has been engaged in a civil war in which now the estimates are up to 500,000 people have lost their lives. This has been a very dangerous situation because Russia, Vladimir Putin, has sided with Syria, Bashar al-Assad, who is the leader of Syria, in this situation. And Donald Trump, President Trump, made the decision to attack Syria because they definitely crossed the red line by using chemical weapons. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
Well, I totally agree with you. You know, I know some were hesitant about, you know, whether or not we should become involved. But we didn't go, our involvement was not, you know, just the Lone Rangers. You know, we had the British people, UK, with us. Mm-hmm. And
the French as well.
And the French as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a united effort, you know, and it was a humanitarian effort.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, our former president just, you know, went back, I guess, had another party, twiddled his thumbs or whatever while this horror was taking place.
Right.
But this president decided to act. Now, there may be some who disagree, some who will agree, but for the sake of human lives and to be humane, I personally think it was the right thing for us to do.
Well, yeah, but the danger is if Bashar al-Assad gets away with gassing his own people and launching chemical attacks, there is no telling where else he will use those chemical weapons. He may, you know, launch them against another country.
Absolutely.
So he has to be reined in and he has to get the message. We must send the message that using chemical weapons, which is banned, I believe, in the Geneva Conventions by the United Nations and other organizations, to use the chemical weapons is totally unacceptable, and he will be met with a fierce response, which I agree with the president. Now, the president, from what I understand, you know, President Trump, before he became president, disagreed with our involvement with Iraq. Mm. That we should not have gone to Iraq. And, you know, you can disagree or agree with him. So from what I understand, he's not eager to launch into a war. But Bashar al-Assad has to get that message. Now, former President Barack Obama had a red line in which he said if Bashar al-Assad uses chemical weapons, that's the red line.
And that was so ridiculous.
Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons.
Right.
And former President Barack Obama did nothing.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. You know, and for those who don't agree with it, you know, people don't agree. I mean, and I know Russia has said that this was like Russia calls Trump Hitler.
No.
And he's not Hitler.
No.
You know, I hope that's fake news. Because he did this because it was just a humanitarian thing to do, and we know, and he was joined with France and Britain,
right? Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, people they're always going to criticize Trump because, number one, we have a real sheriff in the White House now.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question.
You know, no playboy.
Right.
No play child.
Right.
And no man child in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A full grown man who wants to do what's right for not only Americans, and Americans are first with him.
Right.
But for other people who are suffering needlessly.
Exactly. So, yes, U.S., France, and Britain briefed NATO allies on the Syria attack. And it needed to be done.
Yes.
I want to touch on Mike Pompeo, as you know, was the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. He is now up being vetted by the United States Senate because he's up for the position as Secretary of State. Now, what struck me about the vetting process is how some senators, like Cory Booker, have just embarrassed themselves. Cory Booker, whom, as most of you know, is a former mayor of Newark, is a current U.S. senator from New Jersey, asked Mike Pompeo if he thought gay sex was perverted at least three times during the hearing. What bearing does that have on whether Mike Pompeo will be an effective Secretary of State? Now, Cory Booker tried to justify it by saying, well, you have gay people, gay employees of the you know, at this Department of State, which we know, and Mike Pompeo said he realizes that, and he accepts gay people, he respects them. But it's just, you know, the Democrats, they seem to have almost nothing. They're grasping at straws, and in the process, they seem to be embarrassing themselves. Or is it me, Barbara from Harlem?
You know, it's an embarrassment. They are an embarrassment. Cory Booker was an embarrassment to Newark, New Jersey, but they went on and let him defeat Steve Lonergan, who was a conservative for that position, and they sent him on to Washington.
Right.
And most of the, you know, Newark, I don't know the exact population density or whatever, but I know in the area that you live, it's highly populated with mainly black people. And you didn't find too many of them saying that Cory Booker was a good mayor.
Right, right.
They thought he was horrible. They thought that Newark was just being a mayor was just a stepping stone to the White House for him.
Right.
But yet and still, they went out there and they voted for him.
Right.
And put him in the Senate. He is an embarrassment. He was an embarrassment as a mayor of Newark, New Jersey, because he didn't do anything that I could see that was
positive. Well, he didn't even live in Newark, number one.
That's correct.
He used Newark as a stepping stone.
That's all he used it for.
That's all it was. And I think if this is the best Cory Booker can do, I really think the Democrats, if they even think of putting him forward as a possible nominee for the U.S. presidency, he's going to be routed. I mean, it's just going to be
he should be, but
he's an intellectual lightweight from what I can gather.
I think he's a man void of moral standards, because why would he ask someone that question?
Right.
To me, that just lowers the integrity of the office. You know, that
was over the top. You know,
it was.
And Mike Pompeo was a former congressman, conservative congressman. He's a Christian. And he has made statements. He doesn't support homosexual marriage, but that's his personal view and he's entitled to it. Cory Booker,
absolutely,
to drive that home three times, that's just over the top. I just wanted to mention that because I really think Cory Booker is such an intellectual lightweight. The Democrats, they're going to be in trouble for 2020, if you ask me.
Well, I hope so. But you know, we have so many people who have been brainwashed by the Democratic Party. They don't even check into those issues.
Right.
That's why it's important for people to pre-order Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, because if anyone has low expectation of blacks, it's the Democratic Party.
That's true.
They don't expect us to think our way out of a bag if it was open on both ends.
Right.
And you see, it's black people and others who are ill-informed, not informed, who are programmed to vote for one party. Even if the devil was a Democrat, they'll go and pull that lever. And we need to stop that in this country, because voting is such a wonderful privilege. And this country has such a rich history.
Right.
We should all be striving to restore her to her former glory.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The sacrifices that have been made in order for us to vote.
Yes.
To tell us and inform us that we really need to make intelligent and informed
Absolutely.
Decisions and take the voting process very seriously.
And I hope that people who read this book will realize, number one, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Let us put God first.
Amen.
I think Denzel Washington said that at a commencement exercise. But let's put God first. Mm-hmm. Then let's think about the condition of our country. And another thing is important. Let's start having clear consciences about who we're voting for. Stop closing our eyes and our minds to the fact that this person goes against the values that you believe in, because you know that God says that shedding of innocent blood is an abomination to him.
Absolutely.
Let us remember God, our country, and our conscience before we pull those levers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, speaking of pulling levers, as you know, Robert Mueller has been investigating whether Russia influenced the U.S. election in November 2016. And he's been investigating President Trump and his team and others regarding this for about a year now, I would say, of several months. So we were talking earlier offline, and it seems to be there's no specificity as to what Robert Mueller and his team are looking for.
None whatsoever.
I mean, so they can prove that someone from Trump's camp met with someone from Russia. But what they need to prove is, how did that influence the election? Who did they bribe? Who did they pay off? What levers did they rig? How did the Russians in real time influence the election in the United States? Just talking to, you know, Trump's associate campaign manager, which none of that has been proven, particularly with the campaign manager, or the son, how does that spill over into this is why Hillary lost the election?
It doesn't.
Okay.
There is no connection. We're paying Mueller's salary, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. Therefore, as his employers, mm-hmm. we should find out what he's looking for.
Right.
What is he trying to prove? We should have those specific details in front of us.
Right. Exactly.
So that we can say this probe is about,
right.
not just about Russian collusion.
Right.
How, if it existed, did it influence me?
Right.
How did it affect the election? Right. How did it cause Hillary to lose? You mean to tell me Hillary's lying, Hillary's Benghazi, Hillary's foundation that didn't give the donations to Haitians, Hillary's known corruption, even from the time in Arkansas,
right.
had nothing, and then all of those servers, mm-hmm. and then our national security at right, risk. Right, right. You mean to tell me not any of those things had anything to do with our defeat?
Wow. Wow.
So why, as a taxpayer, am I paying for Mueller to do what?
Exactly. I think that the investigation, and maybe it has been defined and I missed it.
No.
But it really needs to be defined, because it seems as though Robert Mueller and his team are spinning their wheels. They're, if the supposed crime or collusion, however you want to package it and frame it, was supposedly happened during the 2016 election. That's not that long ago. It's not like they have to go back 30 or 40 years to find pieces of evidence. The evidence at this point should have been unveiled, revealed, manifested itself, whatever. I'm just trying to understand the point of this investigation, because it seems to be going on and on. Now, they recently invaded, or I shouldn't say that, raided Trump's lawyer's office.
That is so wrong.
That they have evidence that he was in Poland or Prague, Czechoslovakia, if I have that information correct. He says, no, I wasn't there. But even if he were there, how did that impact
the election?
I think that's the heart of the story, because we are saying, they are saying, I'm not saying it, the Democrats, the media, Hollywood, they are saying that Hillary Clinton lost because of the Russian influence. Where is the concrete evidence making that connection between Hillary's defeat and Russia? I don't get it.
There is no connection. They have not been able to give us any specifics because there aren't any. They're doing a witch hunt. They're going on an expedition to see if they can find something, and they're violating so many laws. When the Obama administration was given whatever warrant to wiretap.
Right. The FISA warrant.
The FISA warrant. Thank you for helping me. To wiretap the Trump campaign. That was not done legally because it was based on lies.
Yes, that's true.
And to invade this Trump's attorney's office. You know, we live in the United States of America. These people are so determined. Mm-hmm. So angry that Trump won that they are forgetting that we do have laws in this land. And I hope everyone who participated in this will be held accountable.
Absolutely. There's more to say about the Robert Mueller investigation.
Yes.
He has two investigators. We spoke about them 2 weeks ago, Peter Stroik and Lisa Page. They are FBI employed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Right.
Both are married to other people. They were having affairs. But more importantly, in this context, they were clearly anti-Trump. They wanted
to stop Trump
from winning the election, and they are on this investigation. So how can they be neutral?
They can't.
How can they
be,
exactly. They really
Period.
Can't.
They can't. They can't. And they should be absolutely, Mueller should be, as far as I'm concerned, fired. And then the nuts out there are threatening to protest. I mean, what's new? Mm-hmm. They've been protesting things that don't make sense anyway. So go ahead and do it. Have law enforcement lock as many of them up as you can and find them.
Right. Well, there's a risk to Trump firing Mueller. I think he should be fired.
Yes.
Because it's going to look like he's trying to cover up or hide something.
If this man hasn't found anything in a year and a half, those who have any common sense will say it's time for us to shut this down and get on with bigger and more important things. And, you know, the bottom line is I saw something on Facebook that said that Hillary won only 57 counties out of the 3,000 and plus, and Trump won X. But anyway, that was incorrect. Mm. Trump won, I think it's 3,141. He won 2,626.
Okay.
2,626. And she won the remaining counties.
Okay.
Which she didn't win.
That's the bottom line.
She didn't win.
Right.
She didn't win the Electoral College. He won 12 more states than she did.
Right.
So what are these people trying to say? That the Russians went to all of these people, the farmers, the truck drivers, the police officers, and what paid them or clone them to vote for Trump?
Wow, good
They
point,
don't even
Barbara.
Make sense.
True.
And we as taxpayers need to raise our voices and say, stop the foolishness.
Right.
We voted for the man. He's the president. Let's move on to more serious business.
Absolutely. We have a couple minutes before break. What are your thoughts about Speaker Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, retiring?
Let the church say amen. Because I don't think he has spine. I think he's not to be trusted. He's for basically almost open borders. He's not for enforcing our immigration laws. Meanwhile, from what I could understand, stuff I saw a year ago, he has his fence up, dogs and all of that. But yet and still, he doesn't want the American citizens to be as protected as he protects his family. He has double standards.
Right.
And I say amen that he's retiring, and I pray that we get someone in there with a spine.
Right.
And also in their character, they're truthful, they have integrity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, there's some talk about Mark Meadows and others replacing Speaker Ryan, but that's still up in the air. I think that Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell
not
really been aligned with Trump's agenda.
No.
Making America great again, putting American people first, and that is critically important. On the other side of the break, I want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg's testimony. I didn't follow it word for word, but I just want to get your thoughts on that. Because I think that because Facebook is used by approximately 2 billion people,
wow.
And it's important because they've been blocking conservatives, namely Silk and Diamond. Diamond and Silk.
I didn't know they were blocking them.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Okay, please stay with us. And you know you're always welcome to call in 973-925-4559.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back. This is our urban story. We were talking at the top of the show about Barbara's book now in print, and it is called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, by Barbara from Harlem. And if you can't remember that long title, but it's a good title, but it's long. When you go to Amazon or Walmart, any of the online bookstores, just simply type Barbara from Harlem and her book will come up. You know, I may be a little biased because you and I know each other, but I really think this is well done. I really think people are going to get a lot out of this book. It's going to be educational. I think it's interesting, and I think it's a compelling read, and I really do believe it's going to be a bestseller once it gets out there and more people order it.
And I hope that you do, because I don't think you'll be disappointed. As I said, it's a memoir. Everything in here is true. We start off by telling you that, yes, I did have an encounter, a real-life experience. I am a real victim of racism. Mm-hmm. I had an experience with the KKK. As a matter of fact, it was a shootout.
Wow.
And it's described in the book that's, it's just true.
Right, right, right.
I was shot and I had to shoot someone. That's why I am a defender of the Second Amendment. Because during that time when this happened, my brother who recently passed on March the 29th would have died that day back in the 70s if I did not retrieve my gun.
Right, right.
And stop the bad guy from shooting him again.
Wow.
Because he had shot my brother, and my brother, as a result of that, lost one of his, kidneys.
Kidney, mm-hmm. Right.
And, but my brother yelled and told me to get my gun. Mm. When the bad guy heard my brother say that, he turned around and he shot me.
Wow.
In my leg. Mm. I still went to the car, got my gun, and as he was aiming over my brother to shoot him again,
wow,
I shot the bad guy. The bad guy turned around and shot me. All of that's in the book.
Wow.
And I do believe he didn't show me a membership card, but I do believe he was a member of the KKK.
And why do you believe that, Barbara?
Because immediately afterwards, the KKK had a little gathering, and it was televised. You know, I was in a small town in Deland, and that they said that they were going to show people that they can't come to our city and change it, because I had just moved there from New York City.
Mm.
You know, and then from there, I started getting calls from members people who identify themselves as, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was definitely a member of the Klan.
That's correct.
Right. Thank you for that. Before the break, I was talking briefly about Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Who is the CEO of Facebook, one of its founders. Facebook is the social media giant around the world, so I don't have to go into Facebook. The bottom line, senators, well, what sparked the testimony, what caused Mr. Zuckerberg to be called before the Congress, is that there are some issues that about Facebook sharing data. Now, sharing data specifically with Democrats during former President Obama's campaign. And that is of serious concern, because there's a certain level of trust that millions of people have with Facebook. And if they're sharing that information in order to reach additional voters, that is a violation of trust.
Mm.
But although I didn't follow it, the testimony, closely, one of the things that came out about this is that Facebook is blocking conservatives. They have deemed Diamond and Silk, who most of you have heard of, these are two black women, I believe they're sisters, and they have thousands or maybe a few million followers.
Yes.
And they were part of the Trump campaign. Well, they have been blocked by Facebook. Facebook considers them a danger. Why? Because they're conservatives?
Yes.
Now, Phil of Duck fame, help me out, Dancing
Duck Dynasty?
Thank you, Dancing Ducks, jeez. Duck Dynasty posted something on a conservative TV that he posted also on Facebook. He said Facebook blocked it. So there's clearly a campaign against conservatives. I think Breitbart has been deemed in some negative way by the Facebook team.
Wow.
So Barbara, like when you're going to promote your book and you are a conservative black woman, how do you plan to deal with this issue with Facebook? Any thoughts on that?
Well, no, I hadn't really thought about it, because I've been putting my, picture up with the book, you know, escaping the low expectations, escaping the racism of low expectations. And I haven't noticed any problems. You know, I'm not that computer savvy. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my best to learn. And we just put a clip up that my daughter recorded, and we mm-hmm. put it up there advertising the book.
Okay.
You know, but the bottom line is, I was very impressed with the questions that Ted Cruz posed to Zuckerman.
Yes, yes.
He was very impressive with that.
Yes.
But the bottom line is conservatives really, really, really need to stick together, support one another.
Absolutely.
You know, I was so happy with the Tea Party movement because I felt that they were a formidable force
right.
in America.
Right.
Exactly. And conservatives need to pick up that banner and keep the pressure on these liberals, these secular humanists that want to deprive us of speech, our
yes.
right
yes.
for public speech and all of that, want
yes.
to deprive us of our religious
yes.
freedoms and all of that. And we have to not get tired. Mm-hmm. We have to fight back like heck because we've let them roll over and run over us too often.
Absolutely.
And I'm so glad that Diamond and Silk mm-hmm. are speaking up, speaking out, and this is happening to Zuckerberg. From what I saw, the little that I saw of it, he's kind of lost for words.
Right, 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 right.
And he should be.
Exactly. We'll bring more information about that as that unfolds a bit more.
Yes.
But I do think it puts the social media giants, such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, on notice.
Absolutely.
That you cannot block or ban conservatives without a price being paid. In the United States, we have freedom of speech, whether you agree with it or not.
Absolutely.
We have freedom of speech. And if you're going to hold Diamond and Silk to a certain standard, then all of them should be held to a certain, all posters should be held to a certain standard. So we'll bring you more information on that as that unfolds.
True.
I want to talk about yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. Forgive me if it was actually Thursday. But it was Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yes.
Now, I know there was a Holocaust Remembrance Day in January, but that's the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. What occurs in April is Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day. And as we know, most people know and understand, 6 million Jews perished during the Holocaust. And I was reading somewhere recently whereas President Truman, I believe it was President Truman, ordered the United States soldiers and others to visit the concentration camps,
yes.
take a lot of photos to record what happened, because there would come a day when people would deny that the Holocaust occurred.
Yes.
There was a survey taken recently where 4 out of 10 millennials did not even know about the Holocaust. And that's very unnerving to me. The Holocaust is real. It was real. It happened. There is documented evidence. I mean, thousands of books. We have the Yad Vashem Museum in Israel, which you and I visited.
Yes, we visited that there.
We have the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. We also have the Elie Wiesel, I believe is a museum out in Los Angeles and around the world. There is no doubt, there is absolutely zero doubt that the Holocaust happened. Now, yes, other people besides Jews were killed. You had some Jehovah's
yes.
Witnesses were killed. Gypsies
from what
were
I can
killed.
Understand,
homosexuals,
yes.
those with disabilities. But the target of Hitler's final solution were Jewish people.
Right.
Barbara, your thoughts, please.
Oh, most definitely. He had a hatred for the Jewish people. And to be honest with you, most godless people and most people who hate God hate the Jews.
Yep.
Because they know the significant role that the Jews played in getting us the Word of God, in recording the Bible,
right.
et cetera, et cetera. And the valuable finds that have been found and located in Israel. Mm-hmm. And if a person hates God, they will hate the Jews.
Absolutely.
Because God, you know, just like Hitler hated the Jews, because he was God's chosen people. God chose the Jewish people.
Absolutely.
To be his mouthpiece. The first Christians were Jewish.
Absolutely.
So, you know, sometimes I even know some people who go to church, you know, they have a problem with Jewish people. Well, do they realize Jesus was a Jew?
Right, exactly.
He made it known that he was a Jew. Paul, who's writing, wrote so many parts of maybe one third of the New Testament.
Right.
He was a Jew. He was a renowned Jew. So, I mean, it's so foolish. Hate is so foolish anyway, and it's horrible. But we do have those who are saturated in hatred, just like Hitler was, you know. But for those millennials who don't believe that the Holocaust existed, you know, it's so sad that we have so many people in our colleges and even in our elementary and junior high schools that do no more than they're propagandists, if there's such a word. I don't know if it is or not. But all they do is spread propaganda, and they're filling their kids. That's why America needs to focus on rebuilding the family structure. That's why it's important to have a mother, a dedicated mother and father, who are wise and who have values, you know, instructing their children before they enter into these institutions.
Absolutely.
Because if they don't have a foundation by which they can, their life can have a guide, then these people who are in these classrooms who want to preach their propaganda, they have a captive audience.
Absolutely.
And they have a head that is looking for some direction, and unfortunately, many of them get into the heads of these young people. Look at our young people. How can you not believe what's true?
Right. You know, and you're absolutely right. Whether it's at the elementary level, high school level, junior high, into college.
Right.
These children are captive audiences, and we need to know what's being taught in those schools.
Absolutely.
Because events such as the Holocaust happened, documented. There are photographs galore, probably hundreds of thousands of photographs. The United States, I believe, was able to obtain the archives of the Nazi regime. And it's interesting that the president at that time wanted to make sure that photographs were taken of the Nazi concentration camps, because he was concerned that one day people will say it never happened. Now, I know in the Muslim world, they deny the Holocaust or try to minimize the Holocaust. It cannot be minimized, nor can it be denied. It is well, well documented, and it was one of the most horrible, well, actually, in the history of the Jewish people.
It was horrible.
It was the worst event, the one campaign in their recorded history, in which really one man who had a nation behind him, even unwittingly, but definitely the Nazis behind him, to wipe out 6 million Jews, and he would have continued killing Jews if he had not been stopped.
And, you know, I mentioned that, you know, how they, you know, have a captive audience, some of these teachers, but also in my book, and I'm going to talk about the book, I have a chapter in there, higher education, no, propaganda disguised as higher education. And it shows when I went to college, and I don't name the college, what they were teaching, how they taught you and tried to teach you how to hate America.
Right.
And it was, it was disgusting to me. It was disgusting. But that's why, you know, I can't take my focus on rebuilding our families. Our young ladies need to realize how important it is for your child to have a dedicated father.
Absolutely.
In the home, so that you can teach him and her or her values, and teach them how to be strong in their mind, so that they won't be taken in by every little nuance that comes along.
Exactly, right. Any cult or anything of that
Absolutely,
nature.
Absolutely, cults and all of that. That's the only way we can protect our children. We have to teach them how to be independent thinkers. Thinkers. Because now you see, Hitler kept lying to the people of Germany. And he turned them into people who supported murder.
You know, this is interesting.
He changed the whole...
That's a great point.
Yes, he did.
I picked up a book in Manhattan yesterday by Jonah Goldberg, and it's a very controversial book about how Hitler was able to forget to pull off the the concentration camps, the Holocaust. The name of the book escapes me, and I was just looking at it last night. But it focuses on average, everyday Germans.
Yes.
who participated in the murder of Jews.
Yes, he turned them into murderers.
Because even if you did not shoot a Jewish person, put them on the train, however they were transported to the concentration camps, your silence, the silence of the German nation, silence equals consent. That's an old saying, but it's true. They didn't stand up. There were those who plotted to try to get rid of Hitler, assassinated him. But for an entire nation, at some point, the German people knew. That's the bottom line.
And they ignored it.
But they ignored it.
Edmund Burke says the only way for, and I may not quote it verbatim, the only way for evil to flourish is for good people to do nothing.
Right.
And I may not be quoting it verbatim, but it's time for us to do something. Just like, you know, people who slaughter babies.
Right.
They call it Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger wanted to get rid of black people.
Yes, that is a known fact.
She wanted to kill black people because she thought that black people were like weeds. Mm. So they came up with this beautiful name, Planned Parenthood.
Right, right.
But the bottom line, it's killing, taking of human life.
Right, exactly.
And we can't be fooled by these nice little words.
Right.
We have to take the scales off of our eyes and look at it for what it's worth.
Right.
When God says he hates the shedding of innocent blood, what blood is more innocent than that of a baby in the mother's womb?
Absolutely.
You
absolutely
know. So we have to be careful of what we're listening to.
Right.
We have to learn how to be very discerning.
Right.
Because Hitler turned his whole country into, I think, I'm going to say it, a bunch of murderers.
Right. Well, that's the basis of the book.
Wow.
That average everyday Germans participated.
Yes.
They have their culture had been so tainted with hatred,
yes,
of the Jews that Hitler dehumanized the Jews to the point that they tacitly, maybe they didn't say, yes, let's do the concentration, let's murder Jews, but they tacitly accepted it by their silence.
And you see, these liberals have learned a lot from Hitler. Who do the liberals tell black people to hate and blame them for their failures? Mm. In the same vein, why do you have so many, in other words, sometimes some black people are celebrating when particularly a white officer is shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something on 48 Hours where this black guy was going around killing homeless people.
Wow.
And in his one break he took, he went to some city, and he was from Atlanta.
Right.
And he shot this white woman and took her purse. And he says, why not? White people have been killing us and taking from us all of our lives, so I just shot her and took her purse.
Mm, mm, mm.
Same scenario as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Same evil method of tainting someone's mind.
Right.
Blaming other people for your failures.
Right.
Blaming other people and making you hate,
mm-hmm,
other people,
mm-hmm,
for your hurts in your life.
Right.
We have to really start rebuilding the family and focusing on the values. The values that not only made this country great, but produced strong citizens.
Let me just thank you, Barbara. You're absolutely right. Let me correct something. The book is titled Hitler's Willing Executioners.
Okay.
The author is actually Daniel Goldhagen. I'm glad I corrected that.
Yes, yes.
It's a renowned book, and I just picked it up, and I want to continue reading it.
Yes.
So I just wanted to correct that, Daniel Goldhagen. But I want to back up, because you're saying something very important, and I'm going to tie it into the situation in Germany. Germany was a very aggressive country.
Yes, it was.
After World War II, Germany had been tamed. But before World War II, Germany was aggressive during World War One.
Right.
And prior to that as well. But after World War One, when Germany had been defeated, they had to sign the Treaty of Versailles. And the Treaty of Versailles laid a heavy burden. It required a lot from Germany because they have been such an aggressive country. A lot of financial burden, what have you. Hitler used the Treaty of Versailles to turn the German people against, he used that in part to turn the German people against Jews. He hated the Treaty of Versailles because of the financial and military burden it put on Germany. And that's one of the things. So what I'm saying is, using that, blaming others, not taking responsibility for Germany's role in World War One. That's why he rejected the Treaty of Versailles and used that to turn turn Germany into what it had turned into. And so ordinary citizens, ordinary Germans, and this is the controversy, they'll say we had nothing to do with the Holocaust, but they knew at some point it
what
was
going on. Absolutely. And if you say nothing, you are you're putting your seal of approval on it.
Exactly.
That's just what you're doing, you know.
And I think it's beautiful that Israel takes a moment or a few minutes of silence, and even the cars, they had photos of cars traffic stopping in Israel for the Holocaust Remembrance Day.
And that is so wonderful.
Now, James Comey, former FBI director, we were talking earlier about what's going on in Washington. And when we did a story a couple weeks ago about the inside job to try to bring down President Trump.
President Trump, yes.
James Comey has written a book. We all knew the book was coming. I haven't read the book myself. But some really disparaging remarks. Trump came out very strongly against the book. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, hear about it, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I just said, you know, he's really a snake in the grass. He was one in a high position supposed to serve and protect, and it, I forgot who said it, but it looks like he only served himself.
Mm.
You know, it's a terrible when we have people of no integrity.
Right.
I'm not even talking about a little bit of integrity. I'm talking about zero integrity. They have no conscience. And God help us to stop putting these people in high positions. God help us to do better. You know, character really does count.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think with James Comey, I think it's pathetic.
It's disgraceful.
Clearly, he did not want Hillary properly and thoroughly investigated. He had already made up his mind before the investigation had been complete.
Even took place.
That Hillary was not going to be, no charges were going to be filed. Please.
Can I just say, you know what? I thought at first that Obama and who was that? The one that met on the tarmac with Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynch.
Yes.
I thought that they had directed him that he could and tied his hands. But as this develops, I'm just saying to myself, he was probably a willing participant in this
whole. Well, that sounds like it. That's
yes.
Really closer to the truth.
Absolutely.
Loretta Lynch, former attorney general, had been recently interviewed, and it sounds as though, from some other analyst's perspective, that she had almost thrown James Comey under the bus.
Right.
So, to your point, he was a willing participant.
Yes.
In not going after Hillary. And we're not talking about being vicious or unnecessarily going after former Secretary of State.
Okay.
She destroyed the servers after she had received the subpoena.
Absolutely. Only thing I wanted to mention before we get off the air is that our president is going to pardon, from what I understand, Bush aide Scooter Libby.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great.
I do too.
I think he actually worked closely with former Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney, or
yes.
Secretary
yes.
of State. I'm
yes.
sorry if I have it mixed up. And Libby Scooter. Oh boy, we're doing a job with his name. Sorry. I think it's fabulous. I think that
yes.
this all stemmed from Victoria Plame, if I remember, Valerie Plame, who claimed that Scooter Libby.
Okay.
Had revealed information about her, and so we'll go into
Absolutely.
More next week. I wouldn't really dig. I didn't mention it because I need to get more information, but I think it's
right.
fine based on what I know about the situation.
And we don't have time to talk about Pelosi and her crumbs, but that's all right. You know how she called these tax breaks just crumbs. You know, I have a lot to say about her. But please, my friends, you know, for these special elections coming up, please think about character, think about integrity, and get rid of some of these people who are doing nothing but getting rich off of your vote.
Right.
They're not concerned about improving the quality of life in the districts that they run. So let's get rid of them. And don't forget to pre-order Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I don't think you'll be disappointed. God bless you. God bless America. And this is our Urban Story.
If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you are a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.